Lord. I wonder which school Chanik pass Figo.
I hope it's a good school.
Lord, give me strength to face another day.
Evening, mommy. I don't feel well. I'm going to my room.
Come here, Chanik. Why don't you tell me how the results go?
Mommy, me never pass for none of the big name school them where you want me go.
Well, Chanik, I saw it go. No worry yourself. I will support you all the way.
But mommy, me kind of feel sad because me think me disappoint you.
My child, I love you. And whichever school you go, I know you will do well.
The official results of the Grade 6 Achievement Test GSAT were released by the Ministry of Education on Tuesday, June 14. Over 35,000 students were anxiously awaiting the results of the exam to find out which secondary school they would spend the next 5 or 7 years of their academic journey. In 2015, Chanik Douglas was disappointed with her sister's GSAT results, particularly because she wasn't sent to the school of her choice. But now, Ms. Douglas admits that she is both delighted and satisfied with her sister's academic performance.
And you know, I started kind of cursing her and saying, you should have done better and, you know, all of that. And I was just blaming her. But then after she started going there now, I mean, she's going on well. She has outperformed actually everybody in her class.
Ms. Douglas says she has come to realize that it's not about the school the child is placed, but rather their dedication to their schoolwork. She is urging parents to encourage children to make use of the opportunity.
When she started out, she went into the first brightest class. So it's not really where you go, you know, but it's what you go there and do. Because they always say bloom where you're planted. I'm definitely proud of her, you know, and see that nothing is wrong with the school. Because it's not the school that you go, but it's what you make out of that school.
Ms. Douglas says parents should embrace their children, no matter the result. Senior teacher at the Horizon Park Primary School, Andrew Phillips, says some children are not sufficiently prepared mentally to handle the disappointment that comes with a less than favorable GSAT result. She calls on parents to be particularly supportive during this time.
First and foremost, it's very important that parents and guardians understand that this is a very traumatic period in the child's life. And so any response from the parents that would indicate disappointment would serve as a heavy blow to the child emotionally, mentally, and so on.
Ms. Phillips says parents should communicate expectations to their child, provide guidance in making important decisions, and be knowledgeable about the child's friends and companions.
They can find examples all over Jamaica of individuals who've been to schools that are not traditional, and not only not traditional, but are just not the accepted schools, and they have done very well. Parents should know their children, know those that are quiet, unassertive, and these are the ones that really need advice, support from the parents. If they are not able to give them those words of encouragement, if they find that there is lack within, it's important that they find somebody who can help them, somebody, maybe a high school teacher, a church, or in the community, who can help them to understand their new and the possibilities of their new environment.
Senior teacher at Horizon Park Primary School, Andrea Phillips. The National Parenting Support Commission, NPSC, is also advising parents and guardians to be keen in offering support to relieve any tension and anxiety as they receive the results of the exam. Interim Chief Executive Officer at the NPSC, Andre Miller, is reminding parents that they have a responsibility to help their children to successfully transition from primary to secondary school.
We want to encourage parents that as their children transition from the primary to secondary level, that the support is critical. Recognize that it's a big move for them. And as such, we want parents to realize that their role is integral in helping them to transition in this process.
Mr. Miller says, rather than overanalyzing what was done in the examination, parents should focus on rewarding the effort that was made by the child.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.